I mean, I really worry about how young people behave online, how young people perceive their profile online, about the amount of pressure it puts on you to have lots and lots of people liking what you say and thinking what you say is good. This sort of affirmation that people seem to need from the crowd speaks to potentially a generation of people who don't have enough self-esteem in their own views. I would like to see girls and boys feeling the same way about this, that what they think and what they say is brilliant in its own right. In a culture where we take photos all the time and there's filters for this and filters for that, and we look at pictures in magazines and think that these people are perfect, it's just not a sense of reality. I worry about the sort of filter, the perfection of Instagram, of everybody being jealous of other people's lives. But the reality is very, very different, and we can't all walk around with the filter. People say just switch off your phone, but that is essentially saying shut yourself off from the world. So, yeah, you can't get away from it. It's the first thing you see when you wake up in the morning. It's the last thing you see before you go to bed at night. And it's a horrible feeling when hundreds of people are shouting at you. There's a huge amount that needs to be done, either by the platforms, the tech companies who control the sort of bigger social medias that we know about, who actually, in my experience, have been very good in trying to do some stuff. So reporting, it's much easier to report abuse, it's much easier to block abuse, but there definitely still needs to be a huge push from tech companies, because eventually we will stop using it, because it can be an absolutely rabid environment. Everybody plays a role in this, and even just us talking about it now, media outlets talking about it, shining a light on these things is an amazingly powerful thing to do. There definitely needs to be much more attention on health and social education in schools. It is about how we all have healthy relationships, how we all show more respect, and that should be being taught to children as little as four, the same way we teach them about their P's and Q's and their manners. The only way we're going to tackle this is if we keep on talking about it, because those that bully online, those that are aggressive online, what they want to do is try and shut you up. They try and crowd you out and silence you. So, you know, getting on the radio, talking about this will always make it better, always shine light into the darkness. So I'm really, really pleased that we're talking about this, and I commend efforts to keep fighting this.